calls are king, and you're off first. Good morning. Go ahead on Boots and Salutes.
What drives me crazy is I had a buddy stay at my place, and when he was cooking, he left the fridge door open the whole time he was preparing the meal. I said, for crying out loud, close the door and get out everything you need to start with.
Thanks for the call.
Our fridge beeps when you leave it open for too long.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to give our Prime Minister a boot for calling that lady down east a racist because she expressed her opinion about the immigrant policy. As far as I know, we still have freedom of speech. I'm sure she's like millions of other Canadians who are tired of paying all this billions and millions of dollars out and to these people. It's nice to help, but we have people in our own country who could use this, like BC right now with their fires. They're close to the $300 million mark. They budgeted about $70 million. And also, our Indigenous people up north could use the help. I think we're going the wrong way.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to salute a lady from Saskatoon who's been sending people to my museum here in Blaine Lake. If she's listening, thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a boot or a salute, but I guess because of the businesses closing down downtown, it's because of the pay stations. People don't like those pay stations. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to salute Landon Young for a great old-time dance party on Saturday night, just like old times again. I think we should have them all the time. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
All right, this isn't really a boot or a salute, but maybe someone out there can come up with a solution. We were at University Hospital yesterday for outpatient surgical procedure, and after the surgery, the patient required a wheelchair to get to the exit. There were two people with the patient. The first stayed with the patient. The second could not locate the wheelchair. There was no problem, really. We eventually took the shuttle cart to the exit. But is there a shortage of wheelchairs at the hospital? Can the hospital use donated wheelchairs? Is there anybody out there that maybe could donate a wheelchair? That's it. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You're talking about cupboards and doors are made to close if they want them open and have an open-faced concept. But also, you touched on bathroom medicine cabinets. This fellow was having trouble with neighbors and that coming over to visit, and they'd snoop through the medicine cabinet. So he drilled a hole in it, and he filled it with marbles, and that ended the problem.
That's a gooder.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah.
I must agree with you with your cupboard doors. They have to be closed, don't you think?
I think so. Exactly.
Thanks okay. for the call.
All right, bye.
306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727.
All right, I've been sitting patiently waiting for you to explain what your issue is with Boots and Vic's Coffee Talk.
No, it's not an issue, it's just an alternate point of view. Vic expressed on Coffee Talk this morning that there should be a longer period between election dates, right? That's what's being kicked around right now, because if everything stayed status quo, we would have elections 5 days apart between provincial and municipal elections.
Right.
My theory is a little bit different. My theory is, why not combine the two dates? So, for example, you would be voting for a city council and mayor at the same time as you're voting for an MLA and the premier.
Let's not forget school boards in there as well.
Absolutely. Because the reasoning being, our voter turnout is absolutely an embarrassment, right? And we spend an awful lot of money on elections, right? Just the execution of elections. So why not combine the expense together? Hopefully you have the voters that only have to show up at the polls twice every 5 years, and maybe you're going to get more people coming out.
Yeah, but it would be impossible for you, for example, if you wanted to make any for school board, it would be impossible for you to cut through all the noise. You wouldn't have the amount of money that's required to cut through all the noise if you have a provincial election going on and a municipal election all at the same time. There would be just so many voices out there talking about politics. No one would remember. And all you would get is a ton of people showing up and voting for a name that they recognize as opposed to someone who has ideas.
Okay, so what if you then, okay, let's then separate it then. If you don't like that idea, what if you have the provincial election, right? So then 2 years later, you have the federal and municipal election at the same time.
I still would like to have them all separated so that we could focus in on one, because municipal issues are much different than federal or provincial issues.
I would agree.
So
which has the most bearing on you?
Let's get people out voting. Let's just go out. So once every 2 years, you have to get off your couch.
I know.
And go.
We don't. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
You have to work a little harder on your theory about the cupboard doors. I think it's more a person thing than a man or a woman, because I'm a woman and I hate to see cupboard doors open. And it was a man called Dad who taught me many years ago, don't leave the doors open because they will sag.
Oh, jeez. Dad always being practical.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'm going to change the subject here this morning. I like the price of gas. I think it went down about a nickel a liter or something, didn't it?
You betcha.
Oh, it's about time. I hope it happens in Melford, but you never know.
Remember the old days where we used to have gas price wars?
No way.
Good times.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I, too, have got a boot for Trudeau there with that whole immigration thing and that lady there. I mean, she didn't really say any specific race. All she said was about the people illegally coming over the border. So it seems nowadays that as soon as you don't agree with something that somebody says, you just scream racism and hope the person goes away. I hope Trudeau goes away.
306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727.
I'll tell you, the whole optics, did you get a chance to see any of that video?
Yeah.
The whole optics of that looked pretty bad. Somebody's grandmother getting manhandled.
Well, it's funny, and here's how news works, right? Because some news outlets will call her a woman that was trying to make a point of view to the prime minister.
Right.
Other news outlets will call her a heckler who is trying to make trouble at a prime minister's appearance. It's all perspective. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, you know, I was at City Hall here the other day there, paying bills and all that. I noticed they have a really big chicken by the elevators. Is that the picture of our mayor? Kind of curious.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
I enjoy this cupboard doors. When I was a little girl, my mother always said, shut the cupboard doors because they'll fly away. So I've always remembered, shut the cupboard doors.
You're a good person.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'd just like to comment or boot about that distracted driving thing. You said there were 68 people who were pinched for convictions of using their cell phones while driving. And you know, it just seems that if you faced, we're driving down the road and you faced a person who had one beer, they would lose their license, temporarily suspended, and their vehicle towed away. And these people who were driving while they're texting aren't even looking at the road. I would much rather be facing 68 people driving down the road who've had one beer and they're paying attention to what they're doing than someone who has no regard for anyone else on the road and just doesn't even care. Thank you.
That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today.